Jai Gurudev, this speech was given by Dr. R.K. on the 13th of March 2008 as a part of the online classes. In this speech, Dr. R.K. elaborated on the four files to be maintained and explained the importance of Gayatri Mantra and Yajna with reference to the self-help books. In this speech, Dr. R.K. refers to the third and fourth volumes Yukki Mang Pratibha Parishkar with reference to the third file, the Vichar Kranti Abhiyan, and also refers to the first and second volumes of the Kranti Dharmi Sahitya, 21st Sadi Ujjwal Bhavishya, Part 1 and 2. Jai Gurudev.
Sincere, because I am grooming you to become the new era human beings, the Prajnaputras, the supramental descended bodies, the new era people. You are going to be developed and you will guide others to be that. This is the most paramount thing which you should learn. Until you are an engineer, you cannot teach engineering students. Until you are a chemist postgraduate, you cannot teach chemistry. Until you are a physics postgraduate, you cannot teach physics, even the fundamentals of physics. Therefore, don't expect somebody else will come and teach you. You have to learn from your own self. That is what Guruji has said. Differentiation between Shiksha and Vidya. Vidya is that which comes from inside. And Shiksha, tuition, is that which comes from outside. So in your first file, you have to put this fact also very clearly, along with the other responsibilities I have told you. I told you don't to take any more responsibilities, no more liabilities. And you see that you get enough time every day to pursue this course of action, prepare your own timetables, see that you do not take any new responsibility for the coming 6 months at least. No responsibilities, no going anywhere, no coming anywhere. Just somehow finish off your work and then concentrate on what I am telling. And the third point which now I am giving you in the first file, the file of responsibilities, is to take up the responsibility of becoming the new era human being in reality. That is, you should understand the difference between tuition and intuition. So you circulate those slides to all of us. And when I say you circulate, next day, you see that everyone reads those and understands the difference between Siksha and Vidya. And now, Siksha is a tuition, somebody else teaching you. He giving his information from outside. And intuition is that which comes from inside. And now the meditation which I have given, the file number one, deals with how you are changing yourself. This you must be very clear. File number one deals with the various steps you are taking to become the new era man. You understand what I'm telling you? You have to be the example. You have to be the burning torch showing the light. For this, you should understand the difference between Siksha and Vidya. And tomorrow I will ask you questions about this. Those who are ready, tomorrow, when I start the class, you remember, so that you can ask me to give you a questionnaire on Siksha and Vidya. This is the homework for file number one. Is this clear to all of you? File number one. And all of you have to maintain these files. Later you will have to take classes for different people. You will have to be as fluent, conversant and well-versed as Sri Aurobindo was. And I mean all of you. So, this is for all of you. It is not that one man does it and all of you copy it. So, the first file aspect. Have you any questions to ask about the first file? So, the first file point is very clear to you all. Okay. Now, the second file is about 21st century, the advent of bright future. In this, I have told you, to have a firm conviction and understanding about Kalanemi. This Kalanemi aspect is something which no guru can help you. So in the 21st century, bright future, if you want to be a member of that, you have to be very careful about this Kalanemi aspect, which is given in Skanda Purana. All of you have read that article? Those who have read that article today or yesterday, please say, just hearing will not help. You will read it, is it not tomorrow? Okay, don't go through it, understand it. Now, try to understand what I am telling to you about the 21st century bright future file. You have to maintain these files, the first file about your regular responsibilities and what you are planning to do. And there I have given you an extra workload today of the difference between Siksha and Vidya. All of you go through those, I don't know what you call it, presentations, PPTs, and try to understand it. You try to understand the difference between Siksha and Vidya. Don't be something hazy and reading one line and thinking that you have understood. Your lives have to change. So, in the second file, the 21st century bright future, you have to understand what Kalanemi is. And the attack of Kalanemi, even a guru cannot stop, because it is your personal self-will. You try to understand this. Kalanemi means your free will going against the Guru. That is how we should define Kalanemi. Your free will going against Pujya Gurudev. And when I say Pujya Gurudev, I always mean Pujya Gurudev Sri Ram Sharma Acharya's personality, character and knowledge, his prajna and shraddha. So that is Kalanini. The examples Pujya Gurudev has given, one is that of Kaikeyi and Mandhara. All of we know that Kaikeyi loved Rama more than his own mother. But because of Mandhara, because of self-oriented decisions, she forced Rama to go to the jungles and kill her own husband. That is what Kalanemi will do to you. The dangers of Kalanemi, your free will going against Pujya Gurudev is so dangerous. Kaikeyi lost her husband, lost Rama, and Bharata also. What for? What for? Pure selfishness. But her action was selfish. She was not knowledgeable about the future. She didn't know that Rama going to the jungles indirectly helps Rama to kill Ravana. Indirectly. The word I am using is indirectly. So you were going against Pujya Gurudev, the Kalanemi aspect, maybe against Gurudev's plan, but still it will work for Gurudev's point. But what will happen? You will not get the credit of spreading Pujya Gurudev's work. You will be helping Pujya Gurudev's work as a Kalanemi, but even though you help him, indirect way, you will miss the name and fame you could have got. Many people ask me, if it was not so, what would have happened? What would have happened? You know that Kaikeyi fought with Dasharatha in Devadana Yudha. And that is where Dasharatha gave her the two boons. So had Rama been the king, she could have helped herself in killing Ravana. Probably Hanuman would not have come, need not have come, or he would have come in some other way. All of you following? Your selfish decisions. Your selfish decisions must go. So this is another point which you will have to add into your first file. The file of responsibilities. I will not be a Kalanemi means. I will study what Gurudev has said in that literature, in that article, Kalanemi Madbano. I am a Devata. I am born as a Devata. The family relationships and this and that are only a means so that we met Pujya Gurudev. And once we met Pujya Gurudev, we are now responsible only to him. It is Rama's wish that was supreme to Sugriva and Hanuman. It is Gurudev's wish that must be supreme to us. First file. And what is Gurudev's wish? He says, you don't worry about how you are going to go ahead in this path. I have cleared the path. There are no enemies for you anywhere. Very clearly, Krishna also says the same thing to Arjuna. Bhishman cha dronam cha jayadradhan cha. So many times I have told you all these things. That you have to fight none, you have just to rush through. Killing a dead man doesn't require any promise from you. The only thing required is you just shoot an arrow. That simple thing I am going to do, that is the second point you have to decide in your first file. I will fight for Gurudev as he has told us to fight. And how does he want you to fight? By doing two things. First is, make Gayatri Mantra not a religious mantra, not a Hindu mantra, but a divine plan of living rules. Gayatri Mantra is the art of divine living and technology. How the divine life can be lived is an art as well as technology. So this is what we have to make people understand, but first you understand and make your lives. Gayatri Mantra is the art and technology of divine living. Gayatri Mantra is, in capitals you write, the art and technology of divine living. Let me continue the point. First file, you have to include tuition and intuition. And then you have to know about the kalanimi aspect. And you be careful throughout the day where the kalanimi jumps on you and pounces on you. Because we are tuned with our present education to be kalanimis. That is, we misuse the free will for selfish purposes, self-oriented purposes. And now you have to see that you will utilize the everything we do, the free will aspect, for Pooja Gurudev's work. That goes into the first file, the Kalanimi aspect. And in the second file, I was telling you about the 21st century bright future. It depends on two things, the Gayatri Mantra and the Yajna Vidya. And Gayatri Mantra, you have to tell people by your own practical demonstration. It is not that you give a lecture on Gayatri Mantra and tell it is an art and technology of divine living. You live a divine life. You show the technology of divine living. And for that, yesterday, I gave you a meditation on the burning torch. Yami Yajna Ki Lal Mashal. Got it? All of you are hearing this point? You have to prepare, and this goes into the first file, what you have to do regularly. The 21st century bright future file, I have told you, depends on two things, the Gayatri Mantra and the Yajna Vidya. And when you say Gayatri Mantra, generally we feel that we are talking about some religion. No. You have to snatch out Gayatri Mantra from the hands of the religious people, from the Hindu people, and tell the world that it is the art and technology of how to live a divine life. And you understand what do I mean by divine life? The supramental descended life, the prajna life, the Chaitya Purusha life. And now, when you are capable of making the descent of the Chetanatva, Prajna, supramental descent, what is the process? This process is what I am trying to make you understand by Spencer Johnson or Johnson Spencer, what is the name of the other, yes or no, by his book. Because are you deciding yes or no as a Kalanimi or a Guru Sishya? This is the crux of the problem. You were saying yes. Whether it depends on intuition, through heart, you are correct. If it is decided by the head, it is Kalanimi. You understand the difference, all of you now? All of you can understand? This clarity, you should, all of you must have. You try to learn how to live that life of intuition. how to live the life of divine glory. And this needs practice. And we will show the world as a group that we, this conference group, have developed the seeds of prajna, intuition. Using what? Anybody? We will develop prajna using what? Gayatri Mantra. Got it? Using Gayatri Mantra, we practice the supramental descent. Contacting masters as the theosophists did. Contacting the soul, Atma, as Ramana Maharshi did. Doing the magics that Shruti Sai has done by Shraddha and Saburi. All this using Gayatri Mantra. So you remember this. Using Gayatri Mantra is Vidya. And using Kalinemi is Siksha. Kalinemi means self-oriented, that's all, there's nothing wrong in it. But we have become so head-oriented, so selfish, that we have forgotten the heart. And when I say heart, I mean the Gayatri Mantra. And now how to use this Gayatri Mantra is exactly the book I am teaching to you. Yes or no? You have not given me the name of the author. Now you understand the second file, 21st century bright future, what you have to add? You have to add that I have to remove Gayatri Mantra from the clutches of silly Hindu-oriented practices. Just mechanical repetitions, unnecessary mantra sadhanas have to go. You have to live Gayatri. Gayantrayati iti Gayatri. Your life, your prana, your life energy, prana means life energy, must be guided by Gayatri Mantra. And now your life is guided by Gayatri Mantra, okay. But from where do you get energy? That energy comes from yajna. So Gayatri Mantra gives you the art and technique, and yajna gives you the necessary energy to practice those techniques. So this is the second file's matter today. The 21st century bright future is a certainty. I have explained to you that in the coming 3 years, fantastic changes will come. I have explained to you scientifically. And those who want to know it in a better way, read the first 2 volumes of Kantidharmi Sahitya. But have a firm belief that Guruji knows what he has told. These 3 years, and especially these 6 months, in which I tried to make at least a group of 1,000 people who understand Guruji and practice and has got the seeds of supramental descent in them. That is what I am trying to do. For that I am making you understand how to make a decision of yes or no. So this is the second file. And what is the third file I am talking about? Third file, name of the third file. First file is about responsibilities, every day. Second file, 21st century, Ujjwal Bhavishya. What is the third file's name? Vichara Kranti, third file. Now you remember? The third file is to deal with Vichara Kranti. You put like that. First file, the way you are going to do your daily routine. What responsibilities you are not going to take as Kalinemi. And what responsibilities you are going to take as a disciple of Pujya Gurudev. All this, and in that I have told you so many things, I don't know whether you are following it or not. I think tomorrow you will have to put a question and say all your files. Or better, you all of you send your files to me so that I can just go through. And in the first file itself, you have to talk about Vidya and Siksha. So that's over. In the second file, 21st century, you have to convince yourself that these 3 years are very important. And of these, the 6 months' time, you give your entire life, your entire energies to this work. As much as you can. For 6 months, if you can give me this time. Having a belief that what Guruji has planned, he has already told that you have removed all obstructions. The only thing he wants is that you should move over on the path, go fast. Go fast. The example he gives is, one after another, the railway bogies of revolutions are coming faster and faster on the rail tracks. Railu pattiyala meeda, railu dabbala vale, krantulanni okadani okadani venakatala parigettukuntu vachutunnavi. And you people, if you stay in the station, what is the use? Enter into the compartments, join the speed. And for that, I have given you Gayatri Mantra as a tool, not I, but Pujya Gurudev has given Gayatri Mantra as a tool and Yajna as a tool. This should be included in the second file. And in the third file, in the Vichara Kranti, the revolution in thoughts. The revolution in thoughts, when I say, just yesterday I received a joke in the mobile phone. All of you are hearing? I'm going to tell you a joke on the mobile phone. A ticket collector, ticket conductor, was checking tickets in the railway bogie. He checked a girl who was wearing jeans and pants and full shirts and fined her 100 rupees. After some time, he fined another girl wearing a small mini 50 rupees. After some time, he didn't find a girl. He say he find 0 rupees. Why? Can anyone answer? First girl was wearing a jeans, 100 rupees fine. Second girl, 50 rupees fine. She was wearing a mini skirt. Got it? Third girl he didn't find, he finds 0 rupees. Why? So this is where the thought revolution comes. So what I am telling is, she had it. This is right. Now what, by this example, what I wanted to tell you is, we are habituated to think in a certain logical pattern. You have to break that logic. You have to find something more convincing, because the logic says she must not be wearing any clothes. But naturally, it is not possible in a railway bogie. Therefore, the very simple thing is she had a ticket. But 90% of our people will think in the same direction. That is what Sri Gurudev says when he says, you have to reverse the process of thinking. Now you understand what revolution you have to bring in your thinking. I just want, by this example, to know how simple it is to get the correct answer. But when once you are habituated to think with the mass, with the people, you should have a house, you should have children, you should have money, you should have this, you should have that. And the society says, if you have all these things, it is right. And if you don't have it, ha ha ha. So, this revolutionary thinking process is exactly what Gurudev introduced in his third volume and fourth volume, Pratibha Parishkar. volume 3 and 4 of Kantadharmi Sahitya. And therefore, in Thought Revolution, the translations also are included. But the third file is not translations. The third file deals with Thought Revolution. First is your rules and regulations, and going beyond what? First file, rules and regulations, responsibilities, and yes, Kalanemi. You be careful about Kalanemi. Don't talk about Kalanemi. Say, be careful about Kalanemi. That means your freedom must be controlled by Pujyable Dev and not by yourself. In the second one, I told you about the 21st century bright future. The series of revolutions that are coming, you have to be very speedy, very fast, very fast, very fast. One after another, the revolutions are coming. You have to jump into the bogies of one particular revolution and other revolutions follow. You will be a part of all revolutions. That I will later explain to you. But for that, you have to understand the role of Gayatri Mantra and Yajna as a art and science and technology of living, and Yajna as the energy giver for this technology. This is for the second file. And in the third file, I am talking about the Vichara Kranti Abhiyan, the revolution. And in this you get the third and fourth volumes. Yes, they are airing. Now you have very clear-cut idea of the first file, second file and third file. Right. Similarly, the second file. Very good, you put the sequence. Gayatri Mantra, Vidya, 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 okay. And the two volumes of Gurudev's Kantadharmi Sahitya. And third file is Vichara Kanti, how you spend your day, and translations, especially the third and fourth volumes of Kantadharmi Sahitya. So this is for the first three files, which will be the source of development for the future education, training, livelihoods, everything. The future culture will depend on these three files. And now the fourth file. This is where I come in actually. All of you are hearing now, be very serious, because I will finish it today within the coming 2 minutes. And then you discuss. My role in this conference is first of all to increase our group. Day by day, I want you people to bring in more and more people into the conference. I am not worried about all of you coming regularly, but I want at least 40 to 50 people coming regularly, just as in a classroom. 60 people are enrolled in a regular college class. At least 40 to 50 come regularly. So the fourth file is to increase the membership into the conference. First point is to increase the membership into the conference. And when you add someone, they should have this homework done. They should come with these files. They can hear the classes, but they should not question me in the classes. You see that they learn clearly. Then, what you have to do is, you have to find out that the books like the fifth discipline, the lateral mode of thinking, the six-hat system, the self-help books, all these are the new era thought processes. The parallel thinking, somebody says. The earth is flat, somebody says. There are so many people, hundreds and thousands of books that are written on new era thinking thought process. And now what I am trying to do is to make you understand that Gayatri Mantra is the source for all these books. I will link Gayatri Mantra and Gurudev's and Aurobindo's literature with all these books. That is why it is said that Gayatri Mantra is the Veda Mata, Deva Mata and Vishwa Mata. So it is not just a statement, but it is a fact. Just as E is equal to mc squared includes the entire nuclear energy, Gayatri Mantra includes the entire thought revolution. That is where we call it as the Dvijatva. And today I don't have the time, but tomorrow I will concentrate more time for the book, Yes or No. And then I will try to take up a new book also. But in this fourth book, you people prepare your own PPTs in your own way for the various books I am talking about, the introduction I am telling about. All these you have to hear and hear and hear. What is the use of my talking and that being in CDs? You just hear, because slowly I am pulling you up. Every day something new I am adding. But you should not forget what I have told before. Put them in one or two lines. Make the fourth file like this. This will be a gathering of all the self-help books and new thinking books tuned with Gayatri Mantra, Puja Gurudev and Aurobindo. Jai Gurudev.